Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, Eileen Walsh is, of course, one of our most celebrated actors. And if you can't get enough of her, she will be appearing at the Cork Opera House this Saturday in a performance that will last 24 hours. The piece is called The Second Woman. Eileen, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Could you start by describing the play? Because even though it's 24 hours, it's 24 hours divided up into a series of 7-minute scenes.
Yes. So it's one scene repeated over and over again and for 24 hours. So you have a block of about 8 every 2 hours. It's totally an unexpected adventure each time because it changes. Even though it's the same scene, it changes with every person that comes into the space.
And not to give away any spoilers, but essentially, what's the setup for this scene?
So the setup is, it's from a film by John Cassavetes called Opening Night. And it's about this woman who is coming to terms with her age and her position in her career. And she's about to open this show in New York. And she goes back to see an ex-lover. Or an ex-lover visits her. And it's just never enough. So that's the scene. He enters with some food and their options are to eat and to maybe share a dance, to have a drink together. And it is left at the end to the participant to leave it on a positive or a negative.
Now, and within the 7 minutes, can you vary it then within each scene in that you eat in one of them, you drink in one of them, in terms of the physical action?
Yes. So the physical action kind of remains the same for each scene so that the participant coming on, because they haven't been rehearsed, they just have read their 3 pages printed out and they are prepared to walk in. The action remains the same, but it's coloured by the energy they bring in. So sometimes it can be actually people can come in quite giddy. So it becomes a very funny scene. Other times it's incredibly tender because the person is coming in quite scared or fragile, nervous, you know, all those things. And other times it can be unexpectedly filled with love. For a scene that might be about a breakup.
It's a two-hander, so it's you and how many other actors? Because as I understand, it varies with each scene.
Yeah, so the same scene, so it's me and one actor, but that one actor will change 100 times. So there are 100 different participants that will be coming in over the 24 hours.
And those 100, are they all actors?
No, that's what's even more exciting. So it's people who saw the opportunity and thought, I've always wanted to do that. I love the Opera House. I love the idea of being on stage. I'll give it a whirl. So it's butchers and bakers and candlestick makers and a couple of actors will also be thrown in. So, and it doesn't matter really because even, you know, hugely professional actors feel all the same nerves when they have to go in and shoot for one day, you know, because you're having to hit at a running pace with everybody else. So even actors who are long in the tooth will feel their breath shorten as they step out onto the stage too.
But more to the point, you don't know what's coming at you, if you like.
No. So what's amazing is that I face away and the participant comes on and will say their name to the back of my head in my ear. And then I slowly turn around and see them for the first time.
Oh, my God. Rehearsing this, how many times have you done it in terms of, you know, iterations of the scene?
So I've had some amazing people offer themselves up and be willing to come and kind of rehearse with me so that I've already had a series of 4 one day, 8 the next day. I've done 8 again. Last Sunday, I did 4 again of just people that I don't know that were willing to kind of jump in with me and let me test the waters. So they've been absolutely incredible. But like, it's a bit like childbirth. Had I known what I was getting into, would we ever do it? It's terrifying.
They can't provide you with an epidural kind of halfway through or anything to kind of help you that way.
I tell you what, I'll be having a lovely margarita at the end of it.
and now I assume this has been done before.
Yeah, so the two creators of it, Nat and Anna, they have done it in Sydney, New York, London. It was just on in Austria. They're incredibly capable, and they've got such a strict schedule that you feel like you're in very capable hands. They know what they're doing. They know how to set you up for the next eight and the next eight. And it's all about building me up to take on people's bonkers choices, you know, and try and create 7 minutes that for them is a memory too.
Yeah, you know? Right. Okay, so it's going to be performed in blocks of eight, and then what, you'll get a few minutes maybe kind of to go to the loo or whatever.
Yes, exactly. Like a quick comfort break of 10 minutes. And also then the scene kind of needs a reset. The bin needs emptied, the whiskey bottles need refreshed, clean glasses, all that, you know. So, but that's every 2 hours.
Been able to give you, to kind of coach you in the almost literal sense as to how to pace yourself over the 24 hours?
Yes. Yeah. So there's like, it's really important to almost reset yourself, you know, like press CTRL and just reset at the end of each scene so that you don't let the adrenaline kick in and then the scenes get faster and faster because you're so anxious and excited and taking on all the nervous energy of each person who comes in. So it's important, and they're fully aware of all that. So they're really good at regulating me so that I can then help the participants when they come on and not feed them my energy, but let them lead the scene.
Having said all that, though, I imagine, you know, on Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you might be performing it with a bit of kind of, you know, wordly ennui kind of thing. Yeah. Like, I don't care what you say.
I think so. I kind of look forward to that. It'll just be happening to me rather than me being in any way in control, I think.
Yeah.
Then.
So it's at that stage, would it be, well, I suppose you can integrate it into the performance if you yawn.
All of that will be part of it, because the exhaustion on me is part of the exercise, you know, that how will we manage, how does the mind cope and the body with the feeling of pushing through, you know, without any supplements or amazing techno music. What do we do? How do we go beyond that? And how does that affect the person, the relationships, the language? Does it become a little bit slurry when you're very tired, you know? And how does that influence the scene?
Yeah. Also, like the concept in general of it, in that it's the same set of events, but endlessly iterated in slightly different ways, or maybe sometimes dramatically different ways. Is that kind of the point of it?
I think that is the point of it, yeah. I mean, I'll let you know on Sunday what's the point. I'll come out, Sean, and I'll be like, what was the point? But it's, because she's going through this kind of meltdown of herself and who she is and her choices in life, and that each time somebody comes into her life, they become the main star of the show. So she's kind of constantly in some background of her own story. And I think that is the point of it, that she's fighting to survive this meltdown.
On the stage, are there seats? Do you get to sit down?
Yes.
Okay.
There's seats. It's like a glass box that will be on the stage, and my little set is in that glass box. And then there's three camera people, and they will pick up all the little nuances so that the whole opera house can see even the tiny details.
When it's finished, when you give the final performance, and there might be a temptation to just face plant into a table, what are you going to do?
Well, my family are coming down. My daughter Ethel just sat her junior cert. So, and my own sisters are coming for the full 24 hours. So that's amazing. I'm sure I'll come off stage just to hear about how tired everybody else is, you know, being a mom. Yeah, as long as there's a little group cheering me on, I think I'll be fine.
The second movement, starring Eileen Walsh and 100 other actors, starts this Saturday, June the 14th at 4 p.m. We'll finish the following day at the same time. Tickets can be purchased for the entire 24-hour performance or shorter segments at corkmidsummer.com. Eileen Walsh, thanks a million and best of luck.
Oh, thanks, John. Thanks so much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.